where she is expected to win in November against Republican Chili Chiavecchi Farley. Congressperson Paul Tonko, who represents all of Albany County and a part of Rensselaer County, was named by Nancy Pelosi to the conference committee July 19th. Representative John R. Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, did not get named by Paul Ryan among Republicans on the committee that will attempt to work out the differences between the versions of H.R. 2, the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018. Read the full story at the Fence Post. Many endorsements are being announced for the general election in November and the state primary election in September. The Civil Service Employees Association endorsed several Republican state Senate candidates, including incumbents George Amador and James Seward. MoveOn.org is backing congressional candidate Antonio Delgado, the Democrat challenging Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, in the 19th congressional district election in New York. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York City Democratic candidate for Congress, has endorsed Zephyr Teachout for New York State Attorney General in the September primary. Columbia Green Media reports that Cairo Durham Elementary School's new principal, Christopher Stein, started August 1st. Stein and new assistant principal Danielle Check will host a meet and greet with parents and students at 9 a.m. August 14th in the elementary school's large cafeteria. Stein was recently a principal in Flushing, Queens, and Check has worked in the district since 2015 as an interim assistant principal at the school last year. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXE listening area. There is a chance of thunderstorms today into tonight. The main threat will be for locally heavy downpours, and there is a marginal risk for flash flooding. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds, mainly from the eastern Catskills to the Berkshires and points south. There will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy this afternoon with a temperature high near 85 degrees. More showers are predicted for tonight and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of 69 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy on Friday with a temperature high of 81 degrees. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m., and again, some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature low for Friday will be 68 degrees. And on Saturday, more showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly after 2 p.m. Temperature high for Saturday will be 82 degrees, and a chance of showers on Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. The sun rose this morning at 5:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:14 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 12 seconds less than yesterday. So there you have your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Tune in to Transmission Art overnight Friday, August 3rd in the early morning hours with Radio Stew at midnight with the latest episode of Donald Trump Theater, Changing Channels, where our hero can't keep his fingers off the buttons. At 1 a.m. there's 2 hours of Terran's Free Jazz Hour, and 5 a.m. more radio news overnight on Waveform's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC. You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance,
broadcast surveillance, transmission art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
There is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians. No collusion.
No collusion. There was no collusion at all.
No collusion, which I knew anyway. No coordination, no nothing. It's a witch hunt.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts on who you are because you're watching that garbage.
Not yet, and that wasn't...
My boat.
I want you to learn.
Switching channels 432.
Rested you.
All the cooking.
Helper,
Mr.
Pickle.
I let
you.
Down, down,
down, down, down, down, down, down,
down, down, down,
down, down,
down,
down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down,
down, down, down, down, down, down,
down, down,
she watched Channel Zero.
Spokesperson says Melania Trump will watch any channel she wants. This is in response to a New York Times article that stated that President Trump was not pleased that the First Lady was watching CNN on her TV on Air Force One on a recent trip abroad.
She watched Channel Zero.
I learned a lot that summer about friendship, bribery, and how hard it is to run to a fence. But most of all, I learned that when it comes down to it, all you really need is to blame the Mexicans. And the blacks. And the Muslims. And the...
Robert Mueller, don't you dare indict me. I haven't done anything. What's with the third degree? Robert Mueller, won't you leave me alone? Don't indict me. Ooh, oh, Robert Mueller. Don't indict me. Oh, oh, Robert Mueller. Don't indict me. Oh, 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 Robert Mueller. Don't indict me.
I like Michael Cohen.
The man is a liar,
a proven liar.
Michael's not going to lie. He's going to tell the truth.
There's nobody that I know that knows him that hasn't warned me that if he's back is up against the wall, he'll lie like crazy because he's lied all his life.
The man is an honest, honorable lawyer.
There's no way you're going to bring down the President of the United States on the testimony, uncorroborated, of a proven liar.
It's time to make America great again.
Oh, my Lord!
Please pick up, please pick up, please pick up.
Oh, looky, it's Trump. I could have sworn I said not to give him my number.
Hey. You watch Shark Week?
I told you, we have different TV here.
I'll catch you up. We need to kill all the sharks. I'm thinking march our armies into the ocean, scare the sharks onto land, then fight them here.
How long have you thought about this?
How many days are in a Shark Week? The shark's going freaking nuts on this whale.
Can we move this along? I got the midterm election to doodly-woodly with.
I heard the craziest rumor that you decided not to come to Washington in September.
Yeah, I just don't think we should be seen together. Maddow is like two sips of coffee away from cracking this whole collusion thing. You're back to screaming way too loud. Is it another shark?
Even scarier. Cuomo's running another Michael Cohen tape.
Give me a call, please. Hey, I got 2 hours free. Let's list my crimes in alphabetical order.
Ooh, doggy. I'm driving down Treason Street with my muffler spraying sparks and Mueller in hot pursuit. Ooh, hold on. Hannity's calling. I'll patch him in.
Oh, guys, I really have to go.
John's on.
God damn it. Shut up.
Putin, you watching Shark Week? You got it over there? You got sharks?
Oh, Shark Week. No, what's that? I guess I don't have it.
You know, before Trump, there was no Shark Week. It was just Elizabeth Warren claiming her great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was an orca.
Just gonna lie down on the floor.
Say, Trumpy, you know if Cohen has any tapes on innocent little baby Sean?
Depends. Did you talk to him out loud?
Crap! Okay, at least if this all goes to hell, Putin will put us up in Russia.
Nope.
That'll be great. Fuzzy hat, small, loud car, me and some teens doing backflips on power lines.
Okay, I gotta go.
No, you hang up first.
Okay.
So, team, the leaks are kind of a bummer. What if anytime you want to share a secret, you just whisper it into a pillow like this?
I hate my stupid captain. Why can't they all be like Mike Pence, as loyal and dumb as a basset hound?
Washington Post push notification. Trump confronts staff about leaks. Okay, we just talked about this. Trump marvels at the speed of leaks. All right, everyone, show me your hands.
This is CNN breaking news. This is CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking, 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 breaking news.
There are tapes. The FBI has a secret recording of President Trump speaking with his one-time fixer, Michael Cohen, about potential payments to silence former Playboy model Karen McDougal in late 2016, just months before he was elected.
But the huge news that Michael Cohen claimed that Trump not only knew in advance about the infamous 2016 Trump Tower meeting, but that he also approved going ahead with the meeting.
It appears the president's former attorney and confidant is ready to talk, and what Michael Cohen could say may have major implications on special counsel Robert Mueller's probe.
Michael Cohen claims that then-candidate Trump knew in advance about the June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower in which Russians were expected to offer his campaign dirt on Hillary Clinton. He was informed by Donald Trump Jr. about that offer.
Breaking news. The president actually knew about a meeting that involved his son-in-law, and his campaign manager discussing dirt about his greatest enemy that took place where he lived and worked in a building which has his name on it.
Trump, his son, and their allies have denied dozens of times that Trump had any knowledge of the meeting when it happened, like last year when Trump defended his son to reporters and said he would never do anything wrong.
After spending the past few days hunkered down at the White House, reportedly fuming over the news that his top campaign aides, including his son and son-in-law, met with a Russian lawyer last summer to try and collaborate on defeating Hillary Clinton. The president told reporters, Don is, as many of you know Don, he's a good boy.
He tweeted, I did not know of the meeting with my son, Don Jr. Sounds to me like someone is trying to make up stories in order to get himself out of an unrelated jam. taxi cabs, maybe. He even retained Bill and Hillary's, Crooked Hillary's lawyer. Gee, I wonder if they helped him make the choice. Well, that is interesting, actually. I mean, who in this situation would hire one of Bill and Crooked Hillary's lawyers? I mean, it just does. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You did. 2 months ago, you hired the Clinton impeachment lawyer.
If they can prove that Trump knew that his campaign was meeting with the Russians, it will go a long way towards proving collusion.
There is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians.
No collusion.
No collusion. There was no collusion at all. No collusion, which I knew anyway. No coordination, no nothing. It's a witch hunt.
At some point, everyone who's close to Trump turns on him. His ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, might be cooperating with prosecutors. Omarosa is writing a tell-all book about him. 3 different people who worked for him called him stupid. Even Grimace admitted that when he shot a McDonald's commercial with Trump, he was wearing a wire. And, of course, we all remember when Grimace testified before Congress.
Do you believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia?
And Trump, who demands loyalty but never returns it, always abandons the people closest to him. For example, when Cohen's home and office were first raided by the FBI, Trump, who trusted Cohen with handling some of his most personal and sensitive matters, insisted that he had nothing to do with Cohen.
Let me just tell you that Michael is in business. He's really a businessman, a fairly big business, as I understand it. I don't know his business. Michael is a businessman. He's got a business. I would say probably the big thing is his business, and they're looking at something having to do with his business. I have nothing to do with his business. He's got businesses, and from what I understand, they're looking at his businesses, and I hope he's in great shape, yeah. But he's got businesses.
The Daily Beast reporting, quote, 2 sources who have spoken to Trump about Cohen this week said the president was furious, hurling expletives, per one confidant, after CNN revealed Cohen had covertly recorded at least one of their conversations.
Rudy Giuliani was once again unleashed upon the world this weekend. And he was a man with one mission: destroy the reputation of the guy who used to have his job.
The man is a liar, a proven liar. There's no way you're going to bring down the president of the United States on the testimony, uncorroborated, of a proven liar.
One of the biggest liars in America.
The guy is unethical. He's a horrible person.
Which is why President Trump hired him in the first place.
You had said, not 2 months ago,
right,
that Michael Cohen was an honest and honorable man. You're saying he's a pathological liar. For what? Which one is it?
That's about as unfair a thing as you can say. How did I know that he was a lawyer taping his client? You tell me a lawyer is taping his client, I got to say, sorry, I made a mistake. The guy is unethical. He's a horrible person. I've never heard of a lawyer taping his client without the client's consent.
What does that say about the president's judgment?
Said he turned out to have a close friend betray him, like Iago betrayed Othello, and Brutus put the last knife into Caesar.
Then they went on to cover the president's weekend rage tweets.
Is Robert Mueller ever going to release his conflicts of interest with respect to President Trump, including the fact that we had a very nasty and contentious business relationship? What's he referring to?
That's up to the president and Mueller to describe. It's not part of my legal representation.
Wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. How can the president make this claim and not support it?
He doesn't have to.
Why is it up to Robert Mueller to have to support the president's tweet?
Because he has the conflict, not the president.
Yes. If someone starts a rumor about you, it's your responsibility to address that rumor. Like, if I say Rudy Giuliani has sex with underage goats, it's up to him to prove me wrong. Release the tapes of you not having sex with goats, Rudy. Release the tapes. Release the tapes. Release the tapes. Release the tapes.
Hold that thought, Mr. Mayor.
No, I'm going to leave after this one.
We've scared you away?
You scared me away. I look really scared. No, it's starting to get useless.
No.
This conversation is getting really, really, really petty and silly.
Remember when you said that you would stay all day to talk about this?
Okay, I'll stay one more time, but you got to get me some coffee.
Okay, got it. We'll be right back. Coffee coming up.
They're not going to be colluding about Russians, which I'm not even know if that's a crime, colluding about Russians.
I don't even know if that's a crime. You're his lawyer. You're supposed to know what the law is.
You start analyzing the crime. The hacking is the crime.
That certainly is the original crime.
Well, the president didn't hack.
Of course not. That's the original.
He didn't pay them for hacking?
Seriously, this argument's insane. Just because Trump didn't do the hacking doesn't mean he's not complicit in the crime. And besides, Trump has already been very clear about who he thinks did the hacking.
On Tuesday, he told Time magazine that, quote, "I don't believe they interfered. It could be Russian, it could be China, and it could be some guy in his home in New Jersey."
I mean, it could be Russia, but it could also be China. It could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
There you go. It couldn't have been Trump. It was a guy in New Jersey who's fat.
We start this hour with President Trump, who is spending the weekend at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey.
Wait, New Jersey?
At 6'3", 239 pounds, President Trump is just short of obese.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out that collusion is not a crime is the song of the summer, because we're hearing a lot of it all of a sudden.
I've been sitting here looking in the federal code trying to find collusion as a crime.
It's not.
Collusion is not a crime.
We've discussed this before. Collusion is not a crime.
And collusion is not a crime. But the truth of the matter is, collusion is not a crime.
Wow, they are really moving the goalposts on this. First it was Russia didn't interfere in the election. Then it was, okay, they did. But nobody on the Trump team met with them. Then it was, okay, they did. But it was just about adoptions. Then it was, okay, they offered us dirt on Hillary, but there was no collusion. Now we're, no collusion. Collusion is not a crime. What's next? Okay, collusion's a crime, but it's just a little crime. Then it'll be, since when are crimes illegal?
Collusion, this is sort of a made-up thing. Collusion means agreeing with somebody else to do something. That's what a conspiracy is. They're synonyms, right? So the fact that collusion doesn't appear in the criminal code, as Mr. Giuliani asserts, is utter nonsense, because conspiracy does. And what the Mueller team is investigating is whether folks in the United States conspired with the Russians to interfere in our election. Call it what you want. When they finally charge it, it's going to be charged as conspiracy. The notion that collusion isn't a crime is a complete red herring. It's to mislead people. It's for the court of public opinion, but it's not for a court of law.
I just want to follow up with you, Chuck. You just said when they finally charge it. Are you seeing enough pieces come to light in just what is public facing in this investigation that you believe there will be enough to charge someone with a conspiracy to coordinate or receive assistance from a hostile foreign power?
Yeah, it's an educated guess, but yes, I am. There are bits and pieces in the public record that suggest that it wasn't just Russians. The timing of the president's statements in Doral, Florida, urging the Russians to go find the missing emails or hack into the DNC computers, all of that is tied to Russian activity that Mr. Mueller recently charged when he brought a case against the Russian intelligence officers.
So after it seemed like Giuliani was suddenly shifting from saying that Trump didn't collude to arguing that collusion isn't a crime, he called into Fox News later in the day to clarify his stance by insisting that both things can be true.
So when I said today that there was no collusion and therefore and that collusion also is no crime, I've been saying that from the very beginning, so did John Dowd. It's a very, very familiar lawyer's argument that the alternative. My client didn't do it, and even if he did it, it's not a crime.
So we knew about the meeting at Trump Tower with Don Jr. and the Russians, and the meeting Cohen claims took place where Don Jr. got his dad's approval for that Russia meeting. But today, Rudy accidentally revealed a third meeting we've never heard about before.
Cohen also now says, because he says too much.
Oh, no, I said too much. I said it.
That 2 days before, he was participating in a meeting with roughly the same group of people, but not the president, definitely not the president, in which they were talking about the strategy of the meeting with the Russians.
So according to Giuliani, Michael Cohen says that 2 days before the Trump Tower meeting with Russians, there was a strategy meeting, which they probably should have had before they hired Rudy Giuliani, because there's no indication this planning meeting was public knowledge before Giuliani brought it up on air. In other words, surprise. In other words, he's bringing something up just to tell you his client isn't guilty of it. Rudy seemed to realize that he had made a legal oops-a-collusion
So he scurried over to Fox News to try to explain something.
Why are you saying that the president wasn't at the meeting? I understand those two meetings that you just set out there, but that doesn't explain why you're saying he wasn't there. No, who asked if he was there? No one asked if he was there.
Cohen is alleging that the meeting took place. We are making it clear that the president was not at that meeting. Never took place. Didn't happen.
So the president was not at the meeting that didn't happen. Which means it happened and he called the meeting. But wait, why are you talking about it?
We heard you say today was that the president was not at that meeting. That actually takes on a question that had not been asked or even suggested.
Right.
So why did you say that?
Because there are two different meetings. There wasn't another meeting that has been leaked but hasn't been public yet.
And I think I found the leaker.
Let me just play for you the things that you have said about Michael Cohen, who you are now going after in no uncertain terms.
The man is an honest, honorable lawyer.
Michael's not going to lie. He's going to tell the truth.
The man is a pathological manipulator, liar.
Okay, so which one is it?
So George Washington would have said that about Benedict Arnold at a certain point in time.
Yes,
what the heck are you picking on me for saying he was an honest, honorable man?
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Yeah, what are you picking on me for? Huh? Your beef is with past Giuliani. He's the guy you want, not me. But the thing about Rudy is, just when you think he's backed into a corner, he finds an even tighter corner.
Cohen, you know, always goes too far. And when you're lying, there's always a trap for you. So he said there was a one-on-one meeting that Donald Jr. came in and told him about the meeting was about to take place. Well, there are two witnesses to say it didn't happen.
The president and his son.
All right.
Your reasoning can't be that the crime didn't happen because the people accused of the crime say it didn't happen. That's not what a witness is.
Cohen dropped what could potentially be one of the bigger bombshells yet in the Russia investigation, claiming that Trump knew in advance about the June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower, in which Russians were expected to offer his campaign dirt on Hillary Clinton, which would explain a lot. Like this mysterious promise Trump made a few days after his son, Don Jr., got the email from the Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton.
I am going to give a major speech on probably Monday of next week, and we're going to be discussing all of the things that have taken place with the Clintons. I think you're going to find it very informative and very, very interesting.
That's like buying a ski mask and telling the cashier, you're going to want to watch the news tonight. You got any money in First National? You might want to get it out of there. So now Trump's team is trying to paint Cohen as a liar, desperate to cut a deal.
The man is a liar, a proven liar. There's no way you're going to bring down the president of the United States on the testimony, uncorroborated, of a proven liar. And I guarantee you, his guy is a proven liar.
But I'm saying credibility is a problem for the president, too. That's not me being unfair. It's me being objective.
But you don't. The president's credibility is not an issue.
You don't think the president has a similar credibility problem?
He does not.
He's a liar. His lawyer is lying about his lying lawyer's lies.
Are you concerned at all that Michael Cohen's going to cooperate with prosecutors?
No, I expect that he is going to cooperate with them. I don't think they'll be happy with it because he doesn't have any incriminating evidence about the president or himself. The man is an honest, honorable lawyer.
Oh, my God. You don't need to secretly tape these guys to catch them in a lie. Just point a camera at them and say, you're on TV now.
Ah, there we are. That's me and my cabinet. We're thick as thieves. But it wasn't always this way. Summer vacation. No parents, no responsibilities, no returning migrant children to their parents. I finally have time to watch all the cable news channels.
Paul Manafort is a shrewd liar. So says the prosecution in their opening statement in the trial of the president's former campaign chairman. Opening statements and even the testimony of a first witness concluded just hours ago in Alexandria, Virginia. Manafort is facing 18 felony counts in a federal court of bank fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy charges in relation to his work for a pro-Russian party in Ukraine. Work, we should note, which predated his duties on the campaign of one Donald J. Trump, where, of course, he served as campaign chairman at the same time that Russia and its proxies launched a massive campaign of criminal sabotage to help get Donald Trump elected.
Manafort, also a man who attended the infamous Trump Tower meeting with Russians, who had promised dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. And that man, Paul Manafort, faced the first of two trials today. In his opening statement before a packed courtroom, prosecutor Uzo Asonye, part of Robert Mueller's team, portrayed Manafort as shockingly greedy, a consummate liar, and a shrewd manipulator of 30 bank accounts in three countries, all for the purpose of hiding money. The prosecutor told jurors, quote, the evidence will show he placed himself and his money above the law, and every year he lied. The prosecutor said the evidence would show that Manafort filed false tax returns, committed bank fraud, lied about his property, his debts, his net worth, that he established offshore accounts and shell companies to funnel money and bankroll his lavish lifestyle.
I let you.
Good for you. Great numbers.
Okay.
One more development. As it was reported that Robert Mueller is now looking into whether Trump's tweets constitute obstruction of justice, a question on which his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, weighed in just this morning.
Obstruction by tweet is not something that I think works real well. Generally, obstruction is secret. It's clandestine. It's corrupt. You don't want the evidence out in the public so it can be used against you.
Now, that is true. It would be incredibly stupid to do this completely out in the open. Or it could be brilliant, because just think about it. It's innately hard to believe something is a crime when it's done loudly and blatantly right in front of you. That might be what is happening here.
There's this new guy hanging around, Bobby Mueller. He's, like, totally obsessed with me. He's trying to steal all my friends, and it's like, dude, they only like you because you can keep them from dying in prison.
I don't want to die in prison.
Oh, now you're into him, too? Melania, here's a reality check. He drives a Mercury. And did you know he's 73? I mean, why is this old guy still hanging around with us? Talk about a creepaholic. Melania?
Shut up and go to bed!
What's eating at you?
It's Robert Mueller. I just know he's gonna steal my friends.
Thank you, and that wasn't...
Hi, both.
Come on, see you later.
All the cooking.
There is credible evidence that the President of the United States has committed obstruction of justice and possibly a conspiracy to undermine our elections.
Thanks for the
song
from
King Tubby,
Public Enemy,
Peggy,
the
Scanner,
the
B-52s,
the
Clash, Ram,
the
Coasters,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders,
our
cartoon
President
Rudy Giuliani, Allison Camerota, Stephen Colbert, Savannah Guthrie, Oliver Seth Myers,
Chris
Hayes,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Trevor Noah,
Chris
Matthews, Nicole Wallace,
and George
Stephanopoulos.
The preceding show was recorded at Wavefarm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Yola Tenga performs at BSP in Kingston on September 12th. Here's 2018 new music from Yola Tenga's There's a Riot Going On album. This song is called For You Too.
Just some time.
The Jimmy Saf Trio are at the Falcon August 12th. Jimmy Saf Trio with Lindsay Horner and Bobby Previtt. Here's their song, Ariel.
Thank you.
Yola Tenga performs at BSP in Kingston on September 12th. Here's Polynesia No. 1 from Yola Tenga from their 2018 release, There's a Riot Going On. Here's the song Shortwave from Yola Tenga's 2018 release, There's a Riot Going On.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
The Wavefarm app is now in the App Store for users to download. It's only available on iPhones and iPads. An Android version of the app will be developed as soon as funding allows. The Wavefarm app allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wavefarm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, which was formerly known as Wavefarm Radio, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zachpoff's Pond Station, and other partner streams. Users may also create custom playlists from the thousands of archived audio files. Wavefarm transmit partners and WGXC broadcast partners may now also stream their own audio feeds from their iPhones and iPads using the app. Again, you can go into the App Store and search for Wavefarm Radio.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener supported radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Terence Free Jazz Hour. हमारे सारे भाई बहनों का स्वागत है टेरेंस सिंह के फ्री जैज आवर पर. मेदाम मिस्यू बी एवेन्यू टेरेंस फ्री जैज आवर. वी स्टार्ट द शो विद द स्लॉथ रैकेट, द लेटेस्ट एल्बम बाय द बैंड कॉल्ड स्लॉथ रैकेट, द ब्रिटिश बैंड, द लंदन बेस्ड बैंड कॉल्ड स्लॉथ रैकेट, एंड द टाइटल ऑफ द एल्बम इज अ ग्लोरियस मॉन्स्टर. अ ग्लोरियस मॉन्स्टर. द म्यूजिशंस are Kath Roberts on baritone saxophone,